Issues of women's health and reproductive rights have been a central part of American political culture ever since the 1970s, but they've gotten some new intensity since the inauguration of President Donald Trump. There was the massive Women's March in January in Washington, D.C., and a lot of other demonstrations in 2017. This week's Retro Report looks at how a small group of women helped demystify sexuality and educate women about their bodies in the 1970s, and how many of the myths that they fought against then persist today. Bonnie Bertram is a producer with Retro Report, and she joins me now. Bonnie, welcome back.
Oh, thanks. Good to be here.
Talk about some of the women featured in your latest version of Retro Report and who they were in the late 60s.
So Judy Norsegian was one of a group of 12 women who got together in the late 60s and the early 70s, and they really made these group sessions, consciousness-raising sessions, which people might not remember what those were, but they really sort of fueled a lot of women's knowledge and women's empowerment that went into that second wave of feminism. And when they got together, they started to talk about doctor visits, because oftentimes their doctor was a man, even their OBGYN would be a man. And the way people treated women at the time, not just through doctor visits, but even in medical textbooks, they were really sort of other and in very derogatory terms, like considering them hysterical. And frankly, a lot of that continues today. There's an Oklahoma lawmaker who referred to pregnant women as hosts in some legislation he's proposing.
Well, let's listen to Judy Norsegian talking about some of those doctor visits and what went on between women discussing them at the time.
When we first got together, there were stories about doctor visits. 98% of OBGYNs were men. The physician would go and tell the woman's husband that she has the clap and must have gotten it from you, so you need to clean up your act. I'm going to give her a drug. And they never even told the woman. That's how paternalistic the system could be at that point in time.
Judy Norsegian went on to co-write the famous book, now famous, Our Bodies, Ourselves. What did that book represent, and why has it been important?
Well, I think it represented two things. It showed the power of a group of women getting together and simply talking, and in talking, the power in numbers when you realize this isn't just my problem, it's a problem that a lot of us share. And then it also, more broadly, that book by the Boston Women's Health Book Collective really changed the way women thought about their bodies. And it really empowered them to say, I understand how my body works and I have agency over it. And that really informs the way you go out into the world.
It had very direct language and images and diagrams of women's bodies and women's sexuality. And it was banned in some places.
It was. And in fact, it continues to face challenges. And I think this is a problem, too, in the medical profession. I mean, a few years ago, there were so many stories about how a lot of lab tests and a lot of research was being done singularly on men and not on women.
I mean, how do you tie this to these issues today? There are still myths with all of the technology and progress that we have about women's sexuality, or even just straight up biology. You know, there's that famous case of the Missouri Congressman Todd Akin.
If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
Right. And this is a congressman saying that. So presumably it's somebody who's been privileged enough to have, you know, sex education or even health. Or how about just high school biology, right? I mean, it is incredible that these people who are in a position of power have so little interest and so little care in getting things right. And when there were proposals that President Trump was looking at to roll back health care protections for women, it was quite alarming to see a bunch of men making decisions that were going to directly impact and in some cases have perilous consequences for women.
Bonnie Bertram is a producer at Retro Report and is producer of the latest installment, Taking Ownership of Women's Bodies. Bonnie Bertram, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.